Good morning, Master Call Warriors. Now time to go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all of your goodness to us. We thank you for your favor over our lives. We thank you that you can keep us calm in the midst of a storm. And in that eye of the storm, there you are. And it's, in Isaiah, it says that in my calmness and my quietness is my strength. So we thank you for strengthening all of those that went through that storm this weekend. Lord, we ask you for your continued blessing. As we continue this call this morning, we ask for your mercy and your blessings over the speaker. Pour into them so that they can pour out to us. And we look forward to your blessed word this morning. We ask you to watch over Artists International, strengthening Artists International and making it the billion-dollar company that we know that it is. Lord, we ask you for all these favors and these blessings in your name. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Minister Tiffany. Please take it away, my angel.
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us today. And definitely God is our refuge and our strength in the time of the storm. And we thank God for keeping each and every single one of you. Thank you for opening us up in prayer, Minister Jackie. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California. And to all of you who are on the East Coast that have experienced the storms and the snow and the rain, I thank God that he is your shelter. So we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we thank you for joining us on this 21st day of our 21st day of our 40-day fast. Yep, 21 days of our 40-day fast. And yes, we are pressing forward, and we thank you for joining us. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we thank you for joining us here. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010. We have been moving forward, enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives for over 5 years. Well, 5 years to be exact, a little bit more. But we thank God for what he's doing in the lives of those who dial in and listen in to the Master's Call. See, we stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we start this call off in prayer in the morning, and we also end this call in prayer. And we also have the opportunity for you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. So if you have a prayer request or if you need us to stand in agreement with you for something that you are believing God for, then please utilize our email address, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, I would like to invite you to join us on our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our prayer directives and information for our fast are on our website. Along with that, you will see all of our bios for all of our ministers and our speakers here on the Master's Call. Also, it will give you a buffet of messages that have gone forth here on the Master's Call. Why? Because they have all been archived on our website. So please, 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 in your spare time, if you have the opportunity, please visit our website. Also, we ask that you would share our website with three other people today. Three people, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. And immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new Morning Motivational Call. And this is Inspiration Monday. And so we invite each of you to join us following this call to dial in to area code 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598#. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, for the Artist International 2016 kickoff that will be taking place at the Planet Hollywood Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, on February the 16th and 17th of 2016. So we hope to see you there. If you are an artistpreneur and you're listening to the sound of my voice and you have not RSVP'd yet, please go to your back office today and make sure you RSVP, and we will look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, I hope you have your Bible, your pens, and your pads, and your tablets, and you're ready to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this day is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. We so affectionately call her the Mississippi Queen. She is our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor and a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is the proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculous in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including her when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to the greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. So it is indeed an honor and privilege and pleasure to bring to the line this morning my sister, all the way from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you for being such a blessing to the body of Christ and to the TMC call. Thank you so much for that, for honoring me with that introduction. And thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson, for being a blessing to the body of Christ and seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart. And I also want to give praise to God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two women of God, I tell you, are so precious. And I'm so thankful this day for these two women of God allowing me to share this platform this morning with the body of Christ. God bless you. I love you and so appreciate the both of you. Well, TMC family, again, good morning to you. This is Brenda Terrell, and I love each and every one of you, and we're going right into the Word. God has given me a Word, and, you know, since 2016 started and God had revealed to Dr. Vanessa that this year the theme was going to be through me in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. I've been meditating on this. I don't know about you, but I have been meditating on that theme because it is so profound. It is so needed in this year. And I thank God for him placing it within us the opportunity to allow his glory to be seen. So look at John 17:22 when Jesus was praying. And I reflect on this all the time because while he was praying, he said, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Then he went on to request it over in verse 24, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. He finished the prayer by saying, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. This, in essence, is saying that God's glory is being seen in and through us. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a fact. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him and enjoy him forever, to realize that God is God alone. We're not trying to take his glory by any means. I want to make that perfectly clear. It's a saying that God's glory is instilled in us. Why? Because Christ Jesus is living on the inside of us. It's because the Holy Spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. So you may ask, okay, how is it that we glorify God? And then how is it that God's glory is being seen in and through us? Now, of course, again, the supreme purpose in life for any man or any woman, for anyone who has ever been born into this world, is to glorify God. That's God's purpose, is that we are here to glorify him. And that is what is living around us. God, glorifying God is the end result of any Christian life. Spiritual maturity is simply concentrating and focusing on the person of God until we are caught up in his majesty and his glory. Can I say that one more time? Yes, I think I will. Spiritual maturity is simply concentrating and focusing on the person of God until we are caught up in his majesty and in his glory. Praise God. See, I'm not taking for granted that all on the call are saved. So therefore, first of all, you got to confess your sins. Confession of sin glorifies God. To confess means to agree with God that sin is all our fault. It's my fault. I've got to lay off all this weight and give it to the feet of Jesus. I've got to give it to him and repent. That act glorifies God. We don't have to beg God for forgiveness. He's already forgiven us. All he wants us to do is acknowledge our sins, acknowledge that we've been wrong, and come to the feet of Jesus, because he's faithful and just to forgive as soon as we agree with him that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Secondly, be led by listening to the Spirit of God. Be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14 says, as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We're our own worst enemy, people. Let's acknowledge that. Well, a lot of times we want to put it on the devil. Yeah, we do. But we are our own worst enemy. Too often we allow the flesh to direct us into situations which cause us to become bitter. The Holy Spirit wants to impart things to our spirits that will bring us great and mighty blessings, not just spiritually, but financially, mentally, emotionally. So we must listen to him and allow his glory to be seen through us. Psalm 8, 4 and 5, Psalm 8 is my favorite, you guys. I got to let you know that. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him. For you have made him a little lower than the angels. And then you crowned him with glory and honor. You know, many said that he was speaking of Jesus. And so be it. That may be true. He was speaking of Jesus. However, 1 John 4:4 tells me you are of God and have overcome them. Them who? Those spirits that come against us. Those things that come against us in the flesh, or those things that attack our minds. He said, we have overcome that. And he went on to say, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When we allow the greater one to operate in his full capacity, such as laying on hands on the sick and they recover, God will show the greater one is in charge. being led in our giving. God will speak to us when he wants to use us to bless others. We move by faith and not by feelings. You know, it was by faith when Noah built the ark. It was by faith when my girl Shunammite laid her lifeless son on the bed until she found the man of God to bring him back to life. It was by faith Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It was by faith that Dr. P.K. Robertson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon started this call. It was by faith where Papa Diaz de Leon, at the age of 50, started a multi-million dollar company called Artists International. See, through all these, God's glory was and is being seen. Okay, another aspect is give praise to God. Psalms 148:13 says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His name alone is excellent. His glory, his splendor is above the earth and heavens. You know, 1 Chronicles 29:10 says, David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. See, God inhabits the praise of his people. Christ is in us the hope of glory. You know, we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. When we realize that, then all that our being, all within, will come out with praise to God. Another aspect is to be content. Be content. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and supplication, with petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The prophecy that was given 5 years ago, it hasn't come to pass yet. Be content. God is not a man that he should lie. It's coming to pass, but we're going to be grateful and be content because we know that it will. The budget for that remodeling job has not come to fruition. Just wait on the Lord. Be content and know that in his perfect timing, everything is going to come together for the good. The cashier at the grocery store is taking too long to get a price check, and you become anxious. Well, be content. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we're content and realize that everything is working together, who knows? God may be holding us in for a moment to keep us from being in harm's way. We never know where God may be holding us up to keep from us having a car accident. So be content in everything. Paul testified that I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I'm in. See, that's Philippians 4:11. You know, Paul was confident that God would use all things, whether it's poverty, whether it's abundance, comfort as well as pain. For Paul's good, and it was for Paul's good, and it was for God's glory. And that's the same way with us. Anything that may come against us, it is still for our good and for God's glory. Yeah, we're going to go through some situations where it's going to be tough. It's not going to feel so good. It's going to be tough. But yet, Romans 8:18 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. There it is. His glory is still going to be revealed in us. When people see that we are going through rejoicing in the Lord, knowing that we are putting all our trust in him. See, everybody has to have a story. I hope you come to that reality. We're all going to have a story. We're all going to have a testimony. So when people are going through a situation, you know, I look at it and say, they got to have their own testimony. Praise God. They got to have their own testimony. So through it all, God's glory is being seen. Now, another aspect is pray according to God's will. See, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then Jesus' name signifies all that he is and all that he will want to be. He's praying in his name means praying in accordance with his character and his will. You see, God delights to reveal his glory in answered prayer. That is why he commands us to pray, so that he can show us his greatness. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Another aspect is proclaim God's word. 1 Peter 4:11 says, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. See, we decree and declare God's word over our lives. We would decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree and declare that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We decree and declare that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Psalms 119:89 says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Oh, yes, it does. So when we decree his, declare his word here on earth, you know it's being manifested in heaven. Presenting the word clearly and accurately always gives him glory, allowing him to manifest the gift he's placed in each one of us. Whether it's the gift of singing, like our songbird minister Tiffany, whether it's the gift of sewing, you may have a hand where you the knack where you can mend things so beautifully it looks like a manufacturer did it. Or whether it's being a chef, you may be one of the greatest cooks, but yet God is still getting glory. He's being seen. His glory is being seen through all those gifts he's given you. So when your gift is being manifested, just say, thank you, Lord. You're getting some glory through this. Every time a Sunday school teacher teaches a class of kids, and every time a TMC warrior greets, such as Minister Jackie, hosts, such as Minister Tiffany did this morning, or deliver a word from on high, every time God's glory is being seen. And we know every time Pastor Candy comes on the line and says, good morning, I can't say it like her. She says, good morning. Can you imagine the many smiles that appear on the faces of the people on the call in the morning? God's glory is being seen through her. And every time a father sits down with his family and starts talking about the word of God, God's glory is being seen. So let's wrap this up. What is it that we're going to do? We're going to enjoy God. Did you hear what I say? In the midst of it all, we're going to enjoy God. When we're yielding to the Spirit of God, we're enjoying God. When we're serving others, especially when we're helping others get healthy with our wonderful artist products, we're enjoying God. When we're laughing more than we're crying, then we're enjoying God. Yes, we may mourn and we may weep, but weeping endures for a moment, but joy is coming in the morning. So when we're rejoicing more than we're complaining, hello, then we're enjoying God. His glory is being seen with his supernatural joy, even in the midst of those tough times. See, the unbelievers need to see us enjoying God. They need to see a church that's going to say, yes, greater is he that is in us, regardless of what it looks like around us. They may complain but say, you know what, God still sits on the throne. They need to see God's glory being seen through us. So I'm closing this up, wrapping it up. Isaiah 6:3 says, when the seraphim said to each other, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Yes, in the majestic mountains, through the thunderous oceans, in the singing of his creatures he's created, through the clapping of the trees. Yes, even more so, more so. Through the body of Christ, through you and I, God's glory is being seen. Let's allow him to use us. And you know what? I can hear Catherine Coleman. Y'all, I don't know if you guys know about her, but this woman was powerful back in the day. Catherine Coleman would pray, and she says, "We're hungry for you, Lord. We want more of you. There's so much more, and we know it. So give us more, God. We want more of you, that you allow your glory to be seen." I hope you got a thought from this word. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, to God be the glory for that great and powerful message. Thank you so much, Prayer General, for blessing us this morning. And we know for now that God's glory shall be seen in each of us in 2016. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, first of all, for this another day that you have allowed us to come into. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for being our refuge over the night and protecting our homes and our families, Father. We thank you that nothing is broken, Father. We thank you that we walk in your wholeness. We walk in your anointing. We walk in your power, God. We praise you right now for the victory. We praise you right now that we are covered by your blood and that you cover every situation and circumstance that we shall face today. For we walk in victory in your anointing. We realize that your glory is being seen in each of us in 2016, Father. So we praise you in advance for the greater and the new things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for godly wisdom and knowledge and quick understanding, oh God. We thank you that we walk in the spirit of excellence. We thank you that we walk in a spirit of unification and agape love, oh God. We thank you that Artists International will be a $30 billion company, oh God, and that we will reach $30 million each and every single month in 2016 or more, oh God. We thank you that every rank is met right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in advance that you are doing what only you could do, Father. And I thank you for divine health and divine wealth, Father. We thank you that we will never be broke another day in our lives. We thank you for breakthrough, oh God. We thank you that you are shifting us and sifting us into new things, oh God. We thank you that change has come. And so we give your name the glory and honor today, oh God. And we thank you for Minister Brenda Terrell. We thank you, God, for the confirmation and revelation that she brought to us this morning. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up until she overflows, oh God. I pray for each and every single one of our sisters and brothers that are on the East Coast, and we thank you that you are their shelter in the time of the storms and in the times of the snow, oh God. And so we give you honor today, oh God. We give you glory. We give you praise because we realize that it is not about us, but it is all about you. And so we praise you. We decree it. We declare it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for what he is doing here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please tell 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, you could go to the website, www.themasterscall.net. Remember, this is day 21 of our 40-day fast, so those of you who will be coming off on tomorrow, to God be the glory, and also those of us who are pressing on to 40, we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Remember, we'll be heading over to the new Morning Motivational Call, where this is Inspirational Monday. The dial-in number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598-POUND. My heart come. My heart goes out to each and every single one of you who have loved ones who have been called on home, and I pray that God will continue to give you strength, comfort, and peace in the name of Jesus. And at this time, again, thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you so much, Prayer General Minister Brenda Terrell, for that powerful and profound message today. And to each of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call, thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, make your day great. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell, to give us our benediction for this day.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every individual on this call, and we ask you, Father, that you continue to bless them and manifest your glory in them, O God. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.